WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 52 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock, and it is time for a news update.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The House overwhelmingly approved a bill forcing TikTok's Chinese owner, ByteDance, to divest or be banned in the U.S. Prospects in the Senate are cloudy, and a ban might not do any good anyway.
India, the world's largest democracy, banned TikTok in 2020, but ByteDance still reportedly has access to the data of Indian citizens who use the app. And here in the U.S., other social media platforms sell users' data, potentially posing the same kind of security risk. One expert tells ABC News banning TikTok is like patching one hole in a very leaky boat.
ABC's Am Nguyen. Public health officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, home to Phoenix, confirming a staggering 645 heat-related deaths last year. That was more than 50% higher than the year before. David E. Harris died, a Cold War Air Force bomber pilot. He was the first black pilot at American Airlines. He was 89. This is ABC News. The European Union taking a decision on artificial intelligence.
The European Union's Parliament approving the Artificial Intelligence Act that it says is meant to ensure safety and compliance with fundamental rights while boosting innovation. It essentially establishes obligations for AI based on its potential risks and level of impact. One Italian lawmaker, Brando Benifei, touting the bill, saying it is the first regulation in the world which puts a clear path for a safe and human-centric development of AI. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News.
Separately, the U.S. is spearheading the first United Nations resolution on AI, a draft resolution aimed at ensuring the new tech is safe, secure, and trustworthy, and that all countries, particularly those in the developing world, have equal access. It tries to close the digital divide between countries and make sure that they are all at the table in discussions on artificial intelligence. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 50, cloudy and breezy, with occasional light rain. Northeast winds at 10 to 20. Any light rain ending tonight, a low of 30. Friday, sunshine to partly cloudy and fairly mild, a high of 54. Saturday, partly sunny and blustery, a high of 51. And Sunday, 38, again with partly sunny conditions. We have received a trace of precipitation thus far. A little bit last night, we had a high of 68 on Wednesday. This morning, rise and shine temperature after a 48-degree low. We're at 52. Today is Thursday, March 14th. It's time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Brighten up the one that you wear. Let it shine. and you just might find
you're lighting up the load that you bear.
You know, with all the trouble and sorrow in the world, it seems like the least we can do is take that smile into the street and share it with everybody you meet.
Every day,
I want to shake somebody's hand.
Every day,
I want to make somebody know
that they can,
that they can,
yes they can.
Every day,
I want to try
to show my brothers and my sisters that I want to help them
along.
Never goes unheard,
but too often goes unsaid.
And on the tongue of the old and the young,
it's swallowed up with pride instead.
You know, with all the trouble and sorrow in the world,
it seems like the least we can do
is take a kind word into the street and share it with everybody you meet.
Every day. Somebody's hand.
Yeah.
Every day,
I want to
make somebody know
that thinks they can.
That they can.
Yes, they can.
Every day,
I want to try
to show my brothers and my sisters that I want to help them along the way. Every day,
if they're lost, I want to
show them the sun.
If they look tossed, I want to
throw them a lifeline.
I want to reach out
a hand to hold.
Oh, yeah.
And let them know
there's a light
down at the end of the road.
Oh, yes, we start the day in a positive way with the Oak Ridge Boys every day here on the Light in the Milk House show. Before that, we open up with members of the River Valley Chamber Singers and a little tune called Our National Anthem. That was how we opened the broadcast day officially. That was from our morning show on Monday. It is 52 degrees in Richland Center, occasional sprinkles. We were out out on the town last night in Sextonville with my bike. And my granddaughter, and it was getting kind of wet, and it was, oh, okay. Well, we got a few sprinkles on us before we got back to the house, and I thought, well, this would be a nice all-night soaker. Well, it wasn't, but we did get a little bit. It wetted the dust. We just had a trace here at the radio studios, and just a few sprinkles this morning as well. We have a north wind around 2 miles per hour, and we're up 4 from the overnight low. It is 52 degrees. Time to start the day, and hopefully we get a few raindrops on the milk house roof today. We'll see. Here's Hank Williams.
As I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around.
much as I miss you. You wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love you.
And it looked just like our world was gonna end. Yes, we've touched the thorns of life, now we know better. And we're more in love now than we've ever been. After the storm comes the sunshine, the clouds are gone, and the world is tamed. Into each life there will be showers, but don't the world look brighter after the rain? And it's just like a second honeymoon. Yes, we fought the storms of life, now we know better. And the rain just helped to make the roses bloom. After the storm comes the sunshine, the clouds are gone, and the world is tamed. Well, into each life there will be showers, but don't the world look brighter after the rain?
That's Wynn Stewart and After the Storm here on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show. With a reminder this morning, Wisconsin Secure Program Facility in Boscobel will host a Red Cross blood drive from 10 until 3 today. The blood drive will be located at 1101 Morrison Drive in Boscobel in the M building at the east end of the parking lot. To pre-register, call 1-800-733-2767 or go online to redcrossblood.org. And the Pine River Bike Trail from Richland Center to Gotham is closed. That's from 6:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. until further notice. The closure is due to county workers doing tree and shrub removal. Oh, I'll be aware of that. That Lighten the Milk House note to pass along today.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. My dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. Someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, my schemes. You are my every dream, but it's only
Conway Twitty, and it's only make-believe. It is Thursday, though, and we'll make-believe a little bit of sport headlines for you coming up. Details on the Wisconsin state scene. The Brewers just keep getting pounded in minor league action. Details coming up.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61, on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
It's the 53rd Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Anchor Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Saturday, March 16th through Sunday, March 24th. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable prices on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get an $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 16th through the 24th at Nelson Anchor Center, downtown Viroqua.
It is 5:20. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The 108th WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament will take place this weekend at the Kohl Center on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Action gets underway this afternoon with Division III. St. Thomas More plays Prescott in the opening game of the tournament at 1:35. The Mineral Point Pointers play the late game tonight. They'll take on Aquinas. Well, the Badgers get underway with action today and the Big Ten tournament. A win for today, maybe a win tomorrow, could help their bid for the NCAA tournament. Everybody was playing yesterday, but not really there. And smiles were not all over the place except, manager Pat Murphy for the Brewers yesterday. He wasn't happy. He told reporters the game was a terrible performance on all levels. Bryce Wilson expected to be a jack-of-all-trades for this year's pitching staff, but he didn't look like it Wednesday while giving up 10 runs in three innings. The Brewers losing 15-4. In other action, Tampa Bay 4-3 over the Twins, and the Cubs beat Cleveland. Final score was 8-3. In the NBA, Detroit 113, Toronto 104. It was Orlando over Brooklyn, 114-106. Denver 100, Miami 88. Cleveland 116, New Orleans 95. Charlotte over Memphis, 110-98. Chicago won in overtime over Indiana, 132-129. Dallas 109, Golden State 99. Portland beat Atlanta, 106-102. Sacramento over the Lakers, 120-107. From the NHL, St. Louis 3-1 over Los Angeles, Nashville 4, Winnipeg 2, Edmonton 7-2 over Washington, and Colorado 1 against Vancouver, 4-3 in overtime. And we're up to date in sports today, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
It is time now to officially kick it into gear for the day with the aerobic polka. Here we go.
This kind of music is like heaven to me.
Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-doo.
It's got me higher than a kite. Hand me down my soup and fish, I'm gonna get my wish.
Hoop-dee-dooing it tonight.
When there's a banjo strumming, right-da-da-da-da, I get a thrill. I always will.
When there's an old accordion stretching out a mile, I'll always smile, cause that's my style.
And when they fiddle in the middle, it really is a riddle how they play the tune so sweet. Play the tune so sweet that I could die.
Oh, lead me to the floor and hear me up for more, cause I'm a hoop-dee-dooing kind of guy.
I get a thrill, I always will.
When there's an old accord accordion stretching out a mile. I'll always smile, 'cause that's my style.
And when they fiddle in the middle, it really is a riddle how they play the tune so sweet. Play the tune so sweet that I could die.
Oh, lead me to the floor and hear me up for more, 'cause I'm a hoop-dee-dooin' kind of guy.
Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-doo.
I hear a polka and my troubles are through.
Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-dee.
This kind of music is like heaven to me.
Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-doo.
It's got me higher than a kite. Hand me down my soup and fish, I am gonna get my wish. Hoop-dee-dooing it with all of my might.
I'm in clover,
I'm in blue.
When I'm dancing, give me room.
Hoop-dee-dooing it,
hoop-dee-dooing it, hoop-dee-dooing it tonight.
Hey, there you go. Riders in the Sky featuring Frankie Yankovic and Hoop-dee-doo. It's Thursday. Yes, indeed. 51 at good old WRCO this morning. Here's Bill Anderson.
I love those bright lights and country music. I won't stay home and cry tonight like all the nights before. I've just learned that I don't really need you anymore. I found a little place downtown where guys like me can go, and they've got bright lights and country music. Bright lights and country music, a bottle and a glass. Soon that there ever was a past. And when everybody asks me what helped me forget so fast, I'll say bright lights and country table by the bandstand, a bottle filled with wine. Honky-tonks were made for men with women on their mind. Nothing else can take away this loneliness of mine. Quite like bright lights and country music. Bright lights.
Not to make a frown, but a little bit of tear let me down. When you said you were leaving tomorrow, that today was our last day, I said there'd be no sorrow, that I'd laugh when you walked away. But a little bit of tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bit of tear let me down. I said I'd laugh when you left me, pull a funny as you went out the door, that I'd have another one waiting, and I'd wave goodbye as you go. But a little bit of tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bit of tear let me down. Everything went like I planned it, and I really put on quite a show. In my heart I felt I could stand it, till you walked with your grip through the door. Then a little bit of tear let me down. Spoiled my act as a clown, I had it made up not to make a frown. Oh, but a little bit of tear let me down. A little bit of tear let me down.
Burl Ives on WRCO. Don't let a little bitty tear let you down today. Be happy. Yes, it's 51 degrees after a midnight reading of 54. Today, temps will stay in the low 50s with occasional light rain. Any light rain ending tonight and a low of 30. Friday, sunshine at times and 54. Friday night, 36. And Saturday, partly sunny and 51 degrees. 38 is all for Sunday. Again, 51 in Richland Center.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Some members of Congress have different expectations for the new farm bill and when it will pass, but the House Ag Chair says it will have language addressing Proposition 12. We have a team report from Kara Hart and Nicole Heslop in Washington.
Glenn G.T. Thompson tells Brownfield the Proposition 12 law has driven up the cost of meat for consumers, flooded the hog market, and...
we need a fix there.
Thompson says it's not written like the EATS Act, but this language will address concerns.
Will keep us grounded in agriculture science for production methodology. You know, and quite frankly, we'll make sure that we continue to protect states' rights in terms of practices within the states. But when it comes to interstate commerce, one state cannot impair an entire industry across the country.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing says interstate commerce is a concern for one of the top pork producing states in the country, and he's optimistic Congress will be able to pass a new farm bill with that language this year.
I guess we'll have to call an audible after we get down the road a little bit and see what happens.
Brownfield's Nicole Heslop is also in Washington, D.C. with the Ohio Farm Bureau and has this report.
Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance tells Brownfield another one-year extension of a farm bill is not out of the question.
I think there's a small chance, yeah, that we would extend it into 2025, do another year-long extension, and then try to sort of get the five-year extension done in 25.
Meanwhile, Senate Ag Committee Democrat Amy Klobuchar stressed the need for passage in the next few months to Ohio, Minnesota, and Missouri Farm Bureau delegations Wednesday.
Why? I don't think it's a surprise. We're heading into a very volatile time, even more so than before in our politics. That means people get divided. That means it's harder to get things done.
Whatever comes out of the Ag Committees, Vance says, is likely to see widespread bipartisan support with very few additional amendments. From Ohio Farm Bureau Federation's County President Tripp in D.C., I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Eric Sievers with Klon Bio Group says they acquired the former Valero ethanol site near Jefferson in 2022 and set out to improve the technology and efficiency of the plant. He says their Aztalan Bio facility began operating near the end of last year.
And that's all just in preparation for what we've always been hoping to do, which is then to implement a set of fairly radical innovations to turn the plant into a corn biorefinery that focuses on making food products.
Along with ethanol, there will be a corn protein concentrate, corn protein isolate, dietary fiber production lines for human food use, and their distillers' grains already have protein levels higher than industry standards for animal feed because much of the fiber has been removed. Seaver says it's all about getting the most value from the corn.
One of our first priorities is to have this plant making food-grade corn oil.
I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get increased protection compared to corn earworm, the western bean cutworm. And that western bean cutworm was one for us here in Wisconsin that was really, really prevalent.
And she says there's a new seed treatment to protect against nematodes.
N314. That is really the first time that our industry has seen dual mode of action using a chemistry and a biological product specifically focusing on nematodes.
To learn more, go to DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Peer Group, all rights reserved.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here, and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with the Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Wednesday. Bids remained elusive. Some early asking prices were reported in the South at $187 live, while some dress bids in parts of Nebraska were floated at $300. Significant trade volume appears to be holding out until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer and heifer calves under 650 pounds were $6 to $12 higher, with heavier weights steady to $3 higher. The USDA says demand was good on a light to moderate supply. Calves under 500 pounds were in very high demand as local buyers were prepping for rapidly greening pastures. Medium and large one feeder steers, 460 to 498 pounds, brought $347.50 to $381. Feeder steer 601 to 646 pounds brought $285 to $315. Medium and large one feeder heifer 603 to 631 pounds brought $243 to $253. Box beef closed mixed on light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 77 cents at $309.82. Select closed $1.44 higher at $301.04. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down 6,000 on the week and down a little more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Packers were aggressive in their procurement efforts, and the cash hog market saw back-to-back days of larger runs and higher prices. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to show some strength. That's good news for prices. The industry, though, continues to monitor a few things: the inconsistency in pork values, supplies of market-ready hogs, and hog weights, which were up slightly on the week and year-ago levels. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 92 cents with a weighted average of 78.27. The Iowa Minnesota closed 58 cents higher with a weighted average of 78.42, and the Western Corn Belt closed 97 cents higher with a weighted average of 78.32. Pork values into the day lower, down 63 cents at 91.84. Loins, butts, bellies, and picnics were all lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 493,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and up about 13,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting for the week's direct business to develop, and lean hog futures into the day mixed, adjusting spreads as long-term demand concerns linger. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar from March 26th through the 28th at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are mixed, watching weather in South America. May beans were up 3/4 at 11.96 and 3/4. July was 1 3/4 higher at 12.10 and a quarter. May corn was down a half at 4.41 and a quarter. July was a quarter lower at 4.53 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were higher, optimistic about this week's direct trade. April live was up 167 at 189.92, and June was 210 higher at 186.05. April feeders are up $1.72 at 255.85. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and profit taking, with April down 47 at 84.87, and June lean 47 cents lower at 101.72. Follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Taking crop scouting to a new level today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. An Israeli company called Taranis uses drones and AI technology to provide crop producers with what the company calls game tapes of farm fields. Mike DePaula, chief commercial officer, works out of the company's U.S. headquarters in Westfield, Indiana.
You can get a leaf-level view of your field. I'm talking count the spots on a ladybug, which means we have stand counts. We have weed species, severity, quantification, insect damage, defoliation, quantified, okay? Disease ID. We track everything all year long, so we know the biology, the chemistry, the management practice.
DePaula says Taranis partners with local ag advisors to bring the service to farmers.
Farming is an applied art as much as it is a science, and that's what we're bringing together. So we bring the science and the data science. The advisors bring the heart and the art to make sure that the growers know what's really reasonable for them to change for next year. Because you farm season after season. It's not a month-to-month thing. This is a year-after-year improvement to make sure you can stay in the game.
DePaula says the drones detect crop threats like disease or insects and analyze crop health. Learn more at acreforward.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
A dairy plant built for learning is up and running. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. After more than 10 years of planning and fundraising, the new University of Wisconsin River Falls Dairy Pilot Processing Plant is a reality. Professor Steve Kelm says the new Withrich Family Grassland Dairy Center of Excellence was a long time coming, and the $9 million facility opened in October.
This has been a project that has had lots of ups and downs, but thankfully we got it across the finish line.
Kelm says the milk from the college's Man Valley Farm is now being used by students and researchers to create dairy foods in the facility.
The first batches of cheese curd have been made. They're working on ice cream is going to be the next thing to come online, and so we're not at full capacity yet, but by the end of the semester, we should be knocking on the door of that.
Several dairy and other ag-related businesses contributed $5.2 million toward the 6,000-square-foot processing facility. Dairy Management, Inc. is now accepting scholarship applications. There are 11 $2,500 scholarships and one $3,500 scholarship. Applications can be found at usdairy.com and at a link on Brownfield Ag News. Milk futures were higher across the board and cash dairy markets steady to higher Wednesday, except for non-fat dry milk. March Class 3 milk went up 8 cents to $16.52, April up 42 at $16.19, May up 45 cents at $16.77, June up 47 to $17.51. July through January contracts ranged from unchanged in January to 39 cents higher in July. Dry whey was up a penny to 43, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 143.5, no sales. Barrels were up a penny to 143 with one sale. Butter up 0.75 cents to 284 and three sales. Non-fat dry milk down 0.75 cents to 116.25 with one sale. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF.
Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
After the devastation from tar spot a few years ago, we've become more of a proactive approach to our fungicide program. We use mostly on the soybeans, we use some Revitech. And the Veltima mainly on the corn. I mean, I was driving combine and all of a sudden you'd go along and it was just like turn from brown, black corn into just this white, perfect case scenario and pretty amazing. It made us a big believer in the fungicide program for sure. Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Today's forecast here in WRCO, it is looking like about a 50-degree day for the day, so we'll actually have to fall a couple to get to our daytime high. Northeast winds, 10 to 20, any light rain ending tonight, and 30, Friday 54 with sunshine, Friday night 36, and Saturday 51, sunny and blustery with Saturday winds between 15 and 25. Currently in Richland Center, it is 50 degrees after a trace of some rain and a low of 48. We've been up to 54 degrees.
Just a swing, just a swing.
chicken up to fry in the backyard, run up a garden hose. Yeah, feeling love down to my toes. Yeah, he's the apple of my eye, and I'm with him, it makes me almost high.
In the swamp, he hunted alligator for a living. He just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left, called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. The sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Make it count, son. That's Jerry Reed and Amos Moses on the old Light in the Milk House show. Well, we'll get the expert in here, Tony Schumacher, to let us know what he thinks about the upcoming weather for Southwest Wisconsin. That is next.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your Southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Get ready for a musical extravaganza like never before. Richland County Performing Arts proudly presents Symphony on the Rocks, returning to the Richland Center City Auditorium March 23rd. Brace yourself for an electrifying evening featuring classic rock like you've never heard it before. Picture an incredible rock band fronting a symphony orchestra, creating a sonic experience you won't find anywhere else. Prepare for a great playlist of songs from Queen, Foreigner, Led Zeppelin, Styx, The Beatles, Journey, The Who, and many, many more. This monumental event takes place in the historic Richland Center City Auditorium, starting at 7 o'clock. This is the largest show yet, promising an unforgettable night of music. Tickets are only $35 and available at Napa Auto Parts, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Ameriprise offices, or online at eventbrite.com. Search SOTR for Symphony on the Rocks. Don't miss this incredible night. Join them for an evening of symphony and rock, all for a good cause. Proceeds will contribute to the restoration work at the historic City Auditorium. Symphony on the Rocks, returning to Richland Center, March 23rd.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a soggy day is shaping up around here thanks to a fairly strong low-pressure system near Kansas City this morning tracking east. It does look like the heaviest rain and thunderstorm activity will stay just south of our region, crossing portions of eastern Iowa into northern Illinois. But still around here, we could see a quarter to a half inch of rain, and that'll be tapering down by early this evening. Behind this weather maker, look for drier conditions over the next several days. Temperatures will remain above normal through Saturday. Then a sharply cooler air mass coming in Saturday night and Sunday will knock things back slightly below normal Sunday and Monday. Otherwise, we should bounce up a bit for the middle of next week. There are signs the pattern could turn active again toward the end of next week and beyond, with multiple systems in the offing for the last 10 days of March. Here's that forecast for today. Cloudy and breezy with occasional light rain. High temperature about 50. Northeast wind between 10 and 20. Any light rain should be ending this evening. Partial clearing later, low at 30. North wind around 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny or partly cloudy and fairly mild. High temperature 54. Northwest wind becoming west around 10. Saturday, partly sunny and blustery, low 36, high near 51. On Sunday, partly sunny, breezy and cool, low in the mid-20s with highs in the upper 30s. Monday, partly sunny, low 19 with a high of 37. Tuesday, partly cloudy and somewhat warmer, low 24, high about 48. Wednesday, mixed skies, low near 24 with a high about 50 degrees. So again, for today, expect some periods of rain out there, breezy with highs near 50. You have a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. It is 50 degrees and cloudy skies. Yesterday, we had a high of 68, and we did receive a trace of precipitation. The record high, 75 in 2012. Record low, 3 degrees below zero in 1960. Last year's high was 35, while the low was 9. Sunset will happen at 6 minutes after 7 this evening. Sunrise time for tomorrow morning, this morning, right around that area of 7:14. Right now, the air is calm, and the barometer is at 29.86, up slightly.
We picked up a trace of rain yesterday, just a little light sprinkle or two this morning. And right now we're at our midnight reading was 54. We've been as low as 48. It is 50 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
The Cazenovia American Legion Post 491 will have a soup supper tonight. That goes on from 4 until 7. The cost of the all-you-can-eat soup supper is $8 for adults, $4 for children, 6 to 12, and free for children under 6. News.